Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation with those in the performing arts, mostly here in South Central Alaska, but sometimes we branch out just a bit. We're going over to Valdez today to talk to Dawson Moore, who is the conference coordinator of the Last Frontier Theater Conference, celebrating their 25th anniversary this year, starting June the 11th and going through the 17th, just coming up this weekend. So, Dawson, we've got you on the phone. I want to welcome you back to Stage Talk. Always a welcomed guest to tell us about all the exciting things going on to the conference. So welcome to the show.
As always, great to be here.
25 years. And, Dawson, you've been there since, what, 2003?
I've been the coordinator since 2002, and I started attending in 1995.
So you are the grandfather of this whole conference.
Hey, I am growing old doing this event, yeah.
You know,
there's lots of photographs at the college, so I can watch myself growing old.
That must be really interesting. You know, a lot of people come back to the conference every year, and I'm sure they can all see themselves growing with the conference. And, you know, I'm very familiar with the conference. I came to Alaska because of the conference. But, you know, I'm surprised every now and then I'll run into somebody, even in the theater community here in Anchorage or the Valley, who's not familiar with the conference. Can you give us a brief kind of history, how it began, what it's about? Then we'll get into the nuts and bolts of what you're offering this year.
Oh, sure, you bet. The conference began in 1993. It was the brainchild of the president of the college I work at, Prince William Sound College. She got up here, and she was here, and the college was in pretty poor shape and was on the closure list for the university. And she arrived, and she knew she had to shake things up and get this place moving. So she had an amazing couple of years. She started our dual credit program. She started our annual scholarship fundraiser. And most importantly to me, she started the theater conference. She started it because she got a postcard from the late Edward Albee, who she'd met at the William Festival, and he just sent her a postcard to go, "Oh, I see you're in Alaska. How'd that happen?"
And that's a great invitation of Albee, I should say.
And pulled him up north and had him come up, and then convinced him that we needed to make this an annual event, and that was how it all began. And, you know, it started off as a 3-day event with about 60, 70 people at it, and at its absolute biggest, we got close to 350 people. Now we tend to run around 225 a year.
That's still a nice number to have. And Judy McDowell was the one who founded this, right?
That's right. Yeah. President Emeritus Judy McDowell.
And so it's been going on since all those years. You know, it seems to me you've kind of gotten into sort of a nice rhythm with the conference. I know those first years, they're still, you know, tweaking this and tweaking that. But it seems like you've really gotten it going as a well-oiled machine. Now, tell us about some of the things you've got going on this year.
I actually have been noticing that the last couple of years, too, and I don't mean that as some sort of brag. I just mean that it's gotten easier and easier. I guess anything you keep doing, unless you have no skills for it, you'll get better at it with practice. I also have been fortunate enough to have an amazing staff of people now who have done the conference for years, who now come on board to work the conference, who have as much of a belief in it as an event as I do. So Ted Hooker and Jay Stevens and Ryan Buen and Carrie Ann Gilson, this year Michael Noble joined that group. These people all make for an amazingly easier, smoother experience. This year, we're going to start. Our first show is going to be on Saturday, June 10th, and we're bringing up a production from last year in Anchorage that was highly successful. It was Blue Chair Productions' inaugural production of Nick Payne's Constellations. It's a two-person. Show that was wildly successful up at Anchorage. So when we do shows out of Anchorage, we try not to tell anybody until it's done, because if they do, they lose 150 people who would have seen it in Anchorage. So they go, "Oh, I'll see it down in Valdez."
And Colby Bleicher directed that.
So kicking off with that guy, our second night, we have settled in the last 5-6 years to always doing this. We have an evening with our featured artists where the people who are acting as teachers for the week, mostly as respondents in our play lab, get up and read from their own work or work that is personally meaningful of them. It's a matter of sort of introducing themselves to the audience. It's also a matter of being brave and sharing their work, because we ask for bravery from all the playwrights as well. And if we're not willing to do that on a staff level, that would be a bad thing. So we get up and have that. That's a great evening. The next night we'll
Dawson, I want to say one thing about that. I really appreciate the fact that you do that, because you know the conference is a teaching conference. You've got people there who are teaching young playwrights, old playwrights, playwrights of various degrees of experience, but the people you have teaching there, they're really good teachers and practitioners. They want to show off that they actually can do what they're teaching, and you show that off in that first night.
And, you know, going back to what you said earlier, it's an example of something that I'm much better at now than I was originally. Back in 2005, I was sort of caught up and didn't include some people in that evening. And you were actually one of those people. And it was very interesting. There were three. And the three of them had wildly different reactions. One person was bummed, but okay. Another, you were very mellow and very easy to work with. And then I had another who was literally in tears and that. And I really feel like I've managed to reduce our percentage of tears over the years.
That's a good goal to go for.
We're going to bring in a Cyrano's and RKP Productions production. That'll be The Afterlife of J. Edgar Hoover. Just closed up in Anchorage a month and a half ago or so. Great two-hander. It's by Timothy Daly, who's just an amazing theoretician, playwright. He's great. I'm writing the foreword for his playwriting book that'll be coming out from Smith & Krause in the next year.
Well, that's terrific. And Tim's going to be coming up to the conference, too, isn't he?
Timothy is one of the top three incredible brains that I've met in the theater. It's Timothy, it's Edward Albee, and it's Paul Vogel. All of those people are functioning on a higher level in terms than the rest of us, including me, about how plays work and don't work and all that stuff. His book is amazing, and he's amazing, and I'm really proud. It's the second time we've showcased him in the evenings. Then on Tuesday night, we're doing a show called one-woman play called The Meatball Chronicles. It's starring Debriana Mancini, and it was in our play lab a couple of years ago. And since then, she's mounted it and toured it all around in the Arizona, New Mexico area. So really proud to be presenting that. The highlight of last year's great evening show lineup for me was the one-person show. When one-person shows hit, they are moving, interesting, fascinating experiences.
We're talking with Dawson Moore, who's the conferencing coordinator for the Last Frontier Theater Conference, which is kicking off, I thought it was June 11th, but apparently you're starting June the 10th.
We always such the beginning. Like, we officially don't begin until the 11th. I use that date all the time, but so many people come in on Saturday in preparation that I feel like I should have something in the evening so they're not just wandering about Valdez going, when's the theater?
Well, so you got so much going on.
And all of our literature says the 11th, but the 10th will have a show.
Okay. So let's go on. What else you got? You got a lot of things coming on here.
A playwright who was with us last year, Julia Lederer, out of Canada. Her play is With Love and a Major Organ, and we're producing a version of that with a bunch of our Los Angeles talent. Laura Gardner, Michelle Gardner, and Rob LaCrone are going to star in that, and they're all great. The play's lovely. I'm really excited for it, and it gives us a chance to show off. Laura runs our monologue workshop and has been teaching for us. This is her 11th year. She runs that program with her husband, Frank Collison, and I'm always happy to give her a chance to show off what she does, because all of us who teach, on some basic level, never want it to be lost track of that we are the thing we teach. If you teach acting, if you teach playwriting, you want to be also known that people to know that you're an actor, people to know that you're a playwright. So I'm really thrilled. It's a great part for Laura. She's going to be amazing.
That's great. She's always, I've seen her perform, and she's wonderful.
Yeah, she's got mad skills. Absolutely. It's one of those teachers who you go, oh, I believe you can teach me because you know how to do this.
Exactly.
And then our final evening performance is going to be our second year having Australia's Owl and Cat Theatre performing for us. Last year they did a really great version of Flesh-Eating Tiger by Amy Tofty, which is a surreal, dark, really interesting play. This year they're doing Arthur M. Jolly's A Very Modern Marriage. Arthur is someone who came up as a participant for about 3 years, and now he's graduated onto being part of our staff. Arthur, let me get an asterisk to that list of three. Arthur is also amazing. As soon as you start ranking people, then you go, oh, wait, I forgot so-and-so. But Arthur's play, A Very Modern Marriage, is a three-person farce. It's super funny. It was in our lab 4 years ago, I think. And this is a production they put up down in Australia. So it's a great lineup of evening shows. It's got the problem for me this year that last year's was the best lineup of evening shows I'd produced. In 15 years of doing the conference, it's not an offense to the others. I had real good consistency, I had super variety, and it was a great year. So anytime you have your best year doing something, it puts an unfair amount of pressure on the next year to keep up with what was already the best.
But it sounds like you've got a really great lineup for this year. And, you know, if people didn't know the conference as well as we do, you think that all you're doing is producing evening performances, but you're not. You've got this whole day-long thing of the play lab. You've got classes.
I don't pay actually that much attention to evening shows. yeah, we got to put some plays up. But really the complicated part that was how I came to the conference in the first place is our developmental play labs. This year we're going to present 57 plays, readings of plays in our play lab, and the authors come. We have two of them coming from London this year. London, we have, of course, there's tons from Los Angeles and New York. There are 12 Alaskans represented in it, including a couple of full-length plays. And that's where every play gets one rehearsal, and then the next day it goes up as a reading in front of the audience, and then it gets a public response section from our featured artists, and then the authors get to have a private consultation with it. It's a great program. I learned most, and again, when you say something's great, you don't want to imply that other things aren't, but I can say that a majority of what I've learned and know about playwriting came out of my experiences in the lab, both presenting my own work and watching the responses to other people.
Well, I started out by talking about how well-oiled your machine is, and I have to say, from a personal experience, I think that the Play Lab really has come along well. The whole idea of that rehearsal, plus the actors are all really in tune with your play, and then that one-on-one meeting with your respondent at the end, it really gives you a lot of feedback, and it's a really, really nice way to develop the plays and the playwrights that you have coming there. And like you mentioned before, Arthur Jolly is coming back now as a featured artist. You've got several people who have been there as participants who are now coming back as guest artists, which I think is really interesting.
Rob LaCrone is a person I really want to give a shout-out to. Rob first came as an actor, and then he moved into being an assistant teacher in the monologue workshop, and then he moved into being the MC for the Fringe Festival. And eventually I was like, I have to make you a featured artist. You're doing everything.
Well, so speak about the Fringe Festival. Speak about the one-act play presentation, the 10-minute play presentation, and some of the other things going on.
You bet. Carrie Onagawa is now in, I believe, her fifth year of being the director for our 10-minute play slam, which is further programming for the final day of the conference. We have all the people who get accepted to the conference get to submit 10-minute plays, and then we picked six of them out of 30 submissions this year, and that goes up on the final day. Just the final day, we like to relax a little bit. I mean, this conference is intense. Our classes start at 9 in the morning. They go till 6 in the afternoon with a brief lunch break. Then you get a couple hours for dinner, then you have a show, then you have a late night Fringe Festival after that, and then you repeat for 8 days or whatever it is. So on the last day, we like to give people a nice chance to sit down and watch. So we have the 10-minute play slam for them. We have what is known as the monologue workshop that I referenced earlier, which is our playwrights provide monologues to the actors who are there. The actors then get a great opportunity to work with great teachers like Laura Gardner and Frank Collison, Rob LaCrone. And then they put them up and they show you at the end. So as authors, we get to see Frank and Laura working with them on our material, which gives you a great look at what actors are looking for inside of your material.
A lot going on, Dawson. We got about 45 seconds left over. I want to make sure we mention, who was your Jerry Harper Service Award recipient this year?
In the 25th year, we have a long list of people who the conference owes a great deal to, but we could not do anyone except for Sandy Harper.
That's right.
It is her time. She's done so much for the state of Alaska through Cyrano's Theater and her involvement in various organizations. I don't have a lot of time to go into it, but the conference and Cyrano's Theater grew up together.
Yes.
And that was the Harpers at that point. So
well, thank you so much.
Excited to be honoring her.
Dawson Moore, Last Frontier Theater Conference, running June 10th through the 17th. Thanks for being on the show.
That sounds great.
And this is Steve Hunt for Stage Talk. Until next time, see some live theater.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.